and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by StudyTrust, Von Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting a job, and finally, being a working adult. This is another episode of Section 3, the practicalities of getting a job. Let's see what an effective cover letter looks like. Many of these tips come from the UCT Career Service Guide 2019, a fantastic publication. Every CV you send should be accompanied by a cover letter. This is your chance to show your understanding of the company and the position and to indicate why you think you are a good fit. It has to be custom made. Do not copy and paste. This is your chance to catch the recruiter's eye from among the dozens of other applications on her desk. Give it your all. Do not put your cover letter in the body of an email. Recruiters often print out all documents and may overlook the content of an email. State the purpose of your email clearly in the subject line. Application for position as, and the way it was advertised. Then simply write, dear, the name if you know it, the title if you don't, so Ms. Brown or appointment committee. Please find attached relevant documents. Yours sincerely, John Chabalala. The cover letter, marked as such, is your first attachment. Give your attachments names that will make sense to the recipient. For instance, your surname, initials, cover letter, name of company, date. Start with the following information in your cover letter: name of company representative, if you know it, or title, designation of company representative, the company address, and the date. And then, as in the email itself, dear, and you use the name if you know it, the title if you don't, so it's Ms. Brown or appointment committee. Then your subject line, application for as advertised in. Paragraph 1 states where you are and what you are doing. I am a final year food technology student at the Durban University of Technology. And then you list all the attached documents. Please find attached my CV, transcripts of whatever you have attached, and say two testimonials. That's paragraph 1. Paragraph 2, show that you've done your research, you know what the company is about and what the job will entail. Then state why you think you are a good fit. Here's an example. I would love to work at your nut products factory in White River or any of your other food product factories because I know your company is constantly innovating and putting new products on the market. Rethinking existing staple foods is my special interest. That's paragraph 2. Paragraph 3, highlight specific skills, qualifications, and experience which fit with the requirements listed in the advertisement. Here's the example. I work well in a team and can think out of the box. I have worked at a canning factory during my holidays, so I understand the discipline of a big operation. Many of your team members are young people, and I will fit in well with them. I speak 4 South African languages, which makes it easy to get along with diverse teams. Paragraph 4 is optional. Here you can mention any personal issues that you may like to put on the table, like I am willing to relocate, I am hearing impaired, whatever you want to bring to their attention. And then you do a neat closing. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be considered for this position. Yours sincerely, Lungi Hlongwane. Before you press send, you check grammar, spelling, and punctuation. Make sure that all the promised attachments are in fact included and that they are titled for ease of use by the recipient. He or she may receive thousands of applications. Make yours easy to use. Press send and wait for your call. That was episode 11 of Grad Next Audio, the second in our section on the practicalities of getting a job. Next time, we'll talk about how to prepare for an interview. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye. Until next time.